Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today in studio, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm dandy. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well.
Well, thank you for being here. And you've got two topics today, I think you mentioned. One is alfalfa, and we're not talking about little rascals. But the other one sounded really interesting. Why don't you tell us about both of these things?
Okay, so the other one was the potato leafhopper. So I've been getting calls here pretty frequently the last couple of weeks onto my alfalfa fields that have been kind of turning yellow, like across the whole field, and they were wondering why. When I went out and looked at these fields, a lot of that damage is from the potato leafhopper. So injured plants typically exhibit a V-shaped yellowing on the leaf tips. So if we see, you can kind of look at a leaf and you'll see a V-shaped yellowing there, and that's referred to as hopper burn. So a term that the agronomists have kind of came up with, and this insect can cause a substantial amount of damage to our alfalfa. The biggest thing would be the reduced protein levels that we get from harvesting this alfalfa. So what do we see when we go out there? Well, if you're walking through this alfalfa, you could see a yellowish green. They're a wedge-shaped kind of insect. But the big thing that's going to be the kind of stand out to you is when you walk through it, they're going to jump sideways, try to fly. So they kind of make themselves a little bit known because they don't like to be disturbed. Now, when it comes to do we need to control these with an insecticide, K-State would say take a sweep. So you take like a net and you just make sweeps throughout parts of the field. You can determine the size of the plant, how far you walked, how many insects you're catching. But really, if the plants are yellow and stunted, and that's where the reason I've been getting the calls, a lot of people think that the alfalfa might be dying. Maybe it's drought stress, something else. But they said it's not growing. It's yellow. What do I do? What's going on? And that's when we found the damage. The nymphs and the adults can both feed on our alfalfa, and they're probably going to be here the rest of the summer months. You know, so we need to think about what we're going to do. And honestly, if your field's already stunted or yellowed, the best thing we can probably do is harvest the alfalfa. One thing that's doing is removing the eggs from the field. The adults and the nymphs probably are going to fall off that alfalfa to the ground. What I would recommend doing is coming back in, and you could spray over the top of that stubble then. You're getting good contact then, that you have not have to fight through all the foliage. You're just getting good contact on them, and we can get pretty good control. There's numerous insecticides that will work. If you are curious about which ones to use, there is an alfalfa insect management guide that K-State has. If you just wanted to Google MF809, it ought to pull that up for you. You ought to be able to find it right there, and it's like page 6, and it'll talk to you about a whole bunch of insecticides there at different rates that will work. Research shows that they're fairly easy to control, especially after we've moved all the foliage. You know, we have good shot at them, and oftentimes the lowest recommended rates prevent reinfestation.
Is there anything that you can do to prevent them from coming in the first place, short of going out there every single day and walking the rows?
Yeah, you know, not a whole lot we can do to keep them just from coming in, but scouting before our plants obviously turn yellow. I mean, alfalfa is one of those plants that we just kind of have to baby. You know, we're constantly seeming, we have some kind of pest. So, you know, continuous scouting of that alfalfa is going to be really important. And ideally, we find them at a low enough rate before that field gets yellowed, and we can harvest it off. And at that point, we're taking all the eggs out, the adults and the nymphs. Maybe we kill some of them actually in the hanging process, and we might not have to spray then.
Okay, catch it before it becomes a real problem.
That's kind of that would be the idea, because that way you still got good quality hay. If you're looking at planting new alfalfa like this fall, there are some varieties that are resistant to the potato leafhoppers, and some that do quite well in eastern Kansas. There are newer varieties coming out all the time. Please check with your supplier. They are going to know which ones are resistant, also which ones are suited for our area, and they'll also be able to tell you which ones they can get their hands on, because that's going to play a factor in it as well. As I said, though, Alfalfa House has to be babied. So when we go out there, it's not just going to be the potato leaf hopper we're going to see. We could see grasshoppers, spotted alfalfa aphids, blister beetles, which, if you don't know, can be deadly to horses, alfalfa caterpillars, and beet armyworms are just a few that we need to be on the lookout for. So if you have questions regarding your alfalfa, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Our office number is 785-448-6826.
Well, I'm mildly creeped out now with that list of bugs you just mentioned, but I do appreciate the information, and I'm sure a lot of folks are probably going to be thinking, oh, this is going to help.
Yeah.
So hopefully it does.
Absolutely. Yep. And like I said, Googling MF809 will get you the most recent alfalfa insect management guide from K-State. Goes through all the insecticides for different bugs, when you might be able to expect them, and gives you some alternative control methods in there as well. So if you've got alfalfa, you might want to find that publication, get it printed off. Just think it's pretty helpful.
And that's MF809, not BR549.
That's right.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.